A Thought for Your Pennies is hosted by Shauna and Squeaky and explores ways to save money and tips to avoid scams, all while they share their own stories along the way. Get in touch by calling 970-425-3060 or emailing penniespod@gmail.com.
Hey, Penny Thinkers, it's Shauna.
Hey, and this is Squeaky, and I screwed two things up.
I think you at least put in two hooks, right?
I screwed them right into the ceiling.
That's right. That's great. Well, this is a special bonus episode that we're recording on how to set up a podcast studio that we have now set up for A Thought for Your Pennies. This one studio location is in Colorado, and then soon you're going to have your studio set up in
Omaha.
Yeah.
Super fun.
Yeah, that's great. So come visit us in studio.
Just show up at your house?
No.
I tried to find your house on Google Maps and they blur out your house specifically.
I asked them to do that. Yeah.
Oh, you can just have them do that.
Yeah, you can do as a privacy thing, say you don't want them to take a picture of the front of your house and have that available publicly.
It made plotting your demise slightly harder.
I mean, a little bit. It's
just like, a little bit. Yeah, just a little bit.
I'm not sure exactly where the entrances and exits are on the house anymore.
Yeah, I just had to bring a lot of extra 2x4s and Molotovs. I'll get it done tonight.
Oh, that's the fun part towards the end, right? Oh, Squeaky, you're going to tell us how much that cost you to destroy my house? Thanks.
Molotovs are cheaper than eggs now. I would egg your house, but...
Yeah, I mean, you got a point there. Vodka is cheaper than eggs. All right, well, we're going to talk about different costs to set this up. There's the technical equipment that we're using to make video podcasts, and then there's the technical equipment for the audio part of the podcast, and then there's the equipment needed to make the actual physical studio part of the podcast. Would you say that's how you would divide those costs up?
Yeah, there's a lot of ways to divide it up, and that's a perfectly reasonable way.
Thank you. And some of them will bleed into the other, right? So let's start with the very basics for what you need of a podcast first, which is the audio part, right? What am I talking on right now?
You're talking on a Shure MV7.
And how much is this thing?
Oh, okay. This is professional level audio equipment.
Okay.
All told, this microphone, the arm, and the digital audio converter were probably $500.
Okay.
But we saved quite a bit.
Okay. How did we save money on this?
Okay. We got this from a podcast that was discontinued and getting rid of its gear.
This is where you need a Nepo baby to start a podcast.
Son of a...
I'm using that term wrong, I think. But yeah, okay, great. So we got this for free. That's the very, very basic what you think for... And what tier would you say this? Would you say this is a hobby?
No, this is professional.
This is pro.
Yeah, the line of microphones that this is in, there's three of them.
Okay.
There's the one that's a step down that might be prosumer. This is the middle tier that is what you would get a newscaster or somebody who doesn't care about pitch.
Okay.
The next step up is the exact microphone Joe Rogan has and the exact microphone I've seen on a whole bunch of channels I've been watching, like the Command Nights and the PBS one, PBS Spacetime. When they have a microphone on screen, it's the next step up. It's the same one. That by itself is a $500 mic.
Okay.
And then the arm is like $100 and the pop filters. So, but all these things together for this setup would be $500 if you bought it new. But because we had cast-offs from a failed podcast.
It wasn't failed. It was a good podcast.
It was okay.
It was pretty decent.
We did 30 episodes, but from a shutdown podcast. We have cast-offs from a shutdown podcast.
So that's always a tip. Look up for stuff on Craigslist. Look up on Poshmark, look at resellers, see if people are selling equipment. eBay is another place, great place to get equipment.
Maybe we should zoom out. Why don't we talk about tiers of equipment?
Right, go ahead.
Sure, the way I view it.
Okay.
I view there's three tiers of equipment when you're trying to do something, right? You can get the hobbyist stuff, which you're just toying around with.
Right.
And if you don't know if you want to do a thing, get the hobbyist, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or like when we were setting up, I was just fake narrating into the mic when I was making all the drill holes in your ceilings. Right. If you just need to turn one screw, go buy the cheapest screwdriver you can.
Okay.
Go to Harbor Freight. Go to Northern Tools. Buy the tool that's made of that metal that will fail by the end of the project.
So this is hobby level.
Yeah.
Hobby level.
Yeah.
Got it.
There's prosumer. Right?
Prosumer is above hobby.
I would say so. Like this, this I would say is a pro, it's a prosumer microphone.
Oh, really? So this, because I was going to classify this as hobby because I got it for 75, 65 euro.
So microphones have come down.
Okay.
But I would say this is high-end hobby, low-end prosumer because it's missing some of the key options we need.
Okay.
Like if you see I'm holding it, right? We can't put it on an arm. We can itemize, right?
Okay.
But the audio quality is nice and it's going to be way better than if like we had a gaming headset. The gaming headset would have a horrible noise floor. You would hear lots and lots of hissing. If you pay close attention, you can hear a little bit on this. You won't hear it on the shore.
All right.
That's me being finicky. And then the next tier up is the pro gear.
Okay.
I wouldn't recommend buying pro gear unless you're going to make money on the thing, or you have money to burn and you really love
it. Or
that
you got it on eBay.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah, for under market rate. Yeah.
But often pro gear also has extra settings,
okay,
making it harder to use. And often hobby gear has a lot of same defaults and software that'll do things for you automatically.
So when you're at the pro level, not only are you paying that extra for the gear, but you got to pay for that class.
Or the
to
knowledge.
Be able to use it.
Yeah,
right.
And whatever paying means. Because sometimes, like, I learned to use microphones the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
I watched 10 million YouTube videos. I read 10 million tech manuals. And I figured it out.
Okay.
Right.
Great. Okay, so that is our audio setup we have for A Thought for Your Pennies. We're able to pro setup for the microphone, for the arm, for the pop filter, for the thingy that's grabbing onto the desk. And then for our second microphone, we have the prosumer level microphone. And microphones are cheaper these days. So you can get a prosumer level microphone for, I guess, between $50 to $100.
Maybe 50.
Brand new.
50 would be stretching it, I think. But maybe.
Yeah.
These things, mics are getting cheaper.
Okay. So that's it. If you want a podcast, that's the basement floor of what you got to spend.
And that's the old school definition of podcast, no video.
No video.
Do you want
right.
to start talking about video?
All right. Well, yeah, let's get into the next level of equipment.
Oh, my goodness. Same thing with hobby, for you mean the next?
Oh, yeah, not the next level. The next.
I thought there was a level beyond pro, like hyper pro, mega pro,
no,
turbo
okay.
pro. No.
Okay, so let's talk about the next kind of equipment you need if you want to further develop your podcast, which is the physical gear you need for a video setup, right?
Oh, not plastic surgery.
I mean, I...
Because on camera, like this, I
the
could use
first
some help.
Thing, if we make money off this podcast... No, I'm kidding. I'm going to get some lip filters, some baby Botox done, maybe narrow this little bulb on my
Wait,
snub nose.
So we're
going
to have
no?
a how to save money on plastic
oh, yeah.
surgery episode?
I mean, once I get some work done, I'll save some money on it, you bet. Yeah. I mean, like, don't go to the backyard injectors. They're lying. It's actually concrete. No, I'm kidding.
That sounds like a superhero backstory.
Yeah, yeah.
You are Concretia.
Concretia face.
The solid podcast? Solid pod? No.
Video.
Right?
What do you need for video?
Okay,
basics.
So if you just want to try,
right?
If you just want to try, you're not sure you want to
Yeah, let's
it.
Start at hobby level.
Like laptops and phones with webcams.
That's it.
Right? You can get the less expensive ones.
Okay.
What was this? This was like $50. This is what Shauna did some early video.
Actually, this is really old too. I would say this is 10 years old. Like this
wow.
is 2014 Logitech yeah. Pro 1080.
And for Zoom, this is great. It lets you convey the emotion of what you're doing across. It's perfectly serviceable for that. And I bought one of those for a 3D printer I have, and I hooked it up to take pictures every time. And it, for that, it was perfect. I actually then burned it to death because I set the 3D printer to cook everything at 300 degrees because that's what the plastic needed to set.
What you're saying, hobby level, if you want to get into video podcasting, you can use what's in your laptop, most laptops, or you can get this little guy.
Yeah, and
one
I would...
of these guys from 10 years ago. EP, still good?
Well, yeah, if you want to see if it's the right hobby for you, if you can build an audience, then your audience complains about your video quality. The next step up is something prosumer.
Okay, well, so what's the next step? What's the prosumer?
Well, we did some research. We found
okay.
some AverMedia and some Elgato cameras. We went with the Elgato FaceTime Mark II.
So what
Face
we have
Mark
is prosumer right here.
I would say so. Like, the software we have lets us adjust the contrast, saturation.
I wish I would have kept the boxes for this so I could show what it looks like. But you can't see the camera because we're using it to record us right now, so I can't show it off. I'm sorry. The
camera looks like...
It looks better than this.
Yeah, and it's some things that we wanted from the prosumer level. Like, this thing actually has lenses. So we can do things like... May I? We can zoom!
Whoa!
And if you do this, and you don't have a prosumer level thing, what it's going to do is it's just going to crop it, and you're going to have fewer pixels in your video, and it's going to just look bad.
So you can't zoom on your laptop.
Well, you can, but what it's going to do... If you were getting a 1080p picture, it's just going to cut it down to like a 720 picture.
So it's not really zoom. It's just crop.
Yeah, it's
okay.
crop and then it'll...
But this is true zoom. Prosumer level, you can get true zoom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can get other similar features.
Now, how much is this?
I think this camera was like 180. We didn't go out get it on sale. We were like, we need this now. So we got kind of burned.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
yeah.
true. Okay.
Yeah. But
right.
but we each got one of these.
Right.
And we went with Elgato. Because of a wild conflict of interest, I'm a Corsair shareholder, and this
are you really?
Me. I own shares in Corsair.
Oh, so you're disclosing? You're not. It's not conflict of interest if you're disclosing right now.
I have like four shares.
That's a huge.
The SEC will
huge
not be
disclosure.
Coming after me.
Okay. All
yeah.
right.
Yeah, I've made pennies worth of investments. Okay.
All right. So that's prosumer. So what camera setup are you wanting if you want to go pro? Do you know?
So yeah, there's a couple things you could do. And it also depends where you're going with that. Because pro podcasting, Joe Rogan might get away with this. But
okay.
He has a camera guy.
So pro camera is actually like people staffing it.
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah. All and right. A people staffing would cost a lot more than like this tripod you have.
And different camera angles.
Yep. Okay. You could have multiple cameras.
Okay.
There's a company, Red, that makes professional-level cameras. Sony makes professional-level cameras. But usually it's the camera itself with a sensor. And then you add things onto it, like microphones and lights and things. The prices for those go up.
So that's very interesting. When podcasting audio only, you can go pro. And you don't need to hire another person for the equipment for that dimension of audio. You need about $500, but then you can go at a pro level. But if you want to go pro with video, you've got to have people, multiple cameras, a lot more dollar investment.
That lines up with my current understanding, but that's also operating at the edge of what I know.
Okay.
But yeah, and it's fewer people than it used to be because you still get to use digital cameras. You don't need a film team, right?
Okay.
You don't need a lot of these things you needed back in the day.
Okay.
And if you're super, super motivated, you might be able to get away with, if you want multiple cameras, setting your cameras up on tripods, carefully configuring them for the lights, which is something we're going to discuss.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
But if you then have like a software you can use to switch between your cameras, you might be able to go pro by yourself, but you're still dropping thousands of dollars.
Wow. Okay. So you talked about one thing, which is
lights,
which you need for video podcasting. Otherwise, you look like the 80% of the guys that I saw on Bumble who you could tell just set it up and then took a picture from their crotch in the car. Like, you don't want to look like that, right? You want to have some nice lighting. You want to have the camera set in the right place. So we are going to talk about the level we need for that. Hey there, Penny Thinkers. This is the ad part of our show that you want to skip over, but I don't want you to skip it because I want you to help out people who have survived the LA fires. And we have this link for you, linkcuts.org/LA fires. If you go there, there's a Google spreadsheet that has a ton of different organizations to help out the victims of the LA fire. Would love if you could show your support for our show by supporting the survivors.
I don't know what you said, Shauna, but I wholeheartedly agree that we should help people in the LA fires. So yeah, was that linkcuts.org/LA fires, all lowercase?
Yeah, that is the link, linkcuts.org/LA fires.
Well, I support you think I am fires prevent money donate.
Did I just word salad?
If you didn't, I got lost.
Man, the important thing is linkcuts.org/LA fires. All right. So before break, we were talking about what do you need for the video podcasting. And so we reviewed cameras and now we're talking about lighting. So what is the hobby level lighting? Because I'll be totally transparent. You can't see this because it's what I'm using as the mount for my prosumer camera, but it is a ring light in the shape of a heart.
I would say that's prosumer, actually.
What?
Yeah, because you can totally just get a bunch of desk lamps from around your house and flashlights and stuff.
And that's hobby.
I would say that's hobby.
Okay.
And that's if you just want to improve the quality of your video.
Okay.
You can just get a couple flashlights and shine them at things near you and increase the amount of light. It will help.
Okay.
But there's a whole range of these prosumer lights, which I think we got a couple lights from Elgato.
Well, let's back down to hobby. If you, sure, you're still at hobby level and let's say you just get some lamps from like the thrift store or something.
Yeah, I would start buying some brighter bulbs.
Okay, so what lumens level are we talking for bulbs?
500 gives you like a nice romantic mood lighting. So okay, more than that.
That's a video podcast. Oh, you don't want romantic mood lighting podcasts?
You just wouldn't be able to see it. Oh. You just wouldn't be able to see it.
Like you're reading Harlequin romance novels.
Yeah. So like these lights that we got can do like 4,800 lumens a piece, but you can get bulbs that'll do like 2,000. So if you get that, whatever you go to the whatever store you have, a hardware store if you can.
Okay.
And just buy the highest lumen bulbs that'll fit in the lamps you have.
Okay.
And that might up your quality.
Okay. All right. Well, and how many lamps do you want? And where should they be set up in your, you know, like around your camera for the...
You want them behind your camera. Like you don't want to shine into your camera, but you want them around you so that you don't have like shadows on your face. Unless you want shadows on your face for some reason, but If you're doing that, you're probably some sort of theater student and know better than me. Okay. If you're a theater student, you know better than me.
You already know what kind of lighting you need if you're a theater student.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's hobby level is desk lamps. And then prosumer is the heart shape ring lamp that I got off of Poshmark.
I'd say it's the lowest end. Because when you're buying ring lights, yeah. A ring light comes with a mount for a camera.
Yeah. It came with a mount for my phone.
Yeah. Yeah. And something like that will, okay, maybe that's, I don't know. But it's fuzzy. It's all great. But the idea is, that is producing more light specifically to remove shadows from your face. That's why ring lights exist. They're light all around the camera, shining at you.
Or around your face.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay.
Now, if you want to get more light, if you want the details to be more visible, put the lights on either side of you. So we have a key light to one side. We could have put a key light on the other. And key light just means a big, broad light. So it's not it's not a pinpoint.
So would you say these lights we have are hobby or prosumer? The Elgato lights that we got.
I would label them prosumer, but I bet the pros might say they're toys.
Really? Okay.
Oh, because you can get lights that are many thousands of dollars.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, like...
Again, video is so much more expensive than audio.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
All right.
And video is all about the amount of photons you can get onto the sensor or onto the film.
Right? Okay.
So the more light you have, the briefer time you can take the picture, the better, more crisp the picture can look because the less things are moving.
Okay. So for our setup, we have two Elgato lights that we bought.
Yeah.
And then we have the prosumer heart-shaped lamp.
What do you got here?
I'm going to start writing down how much it costs for us to set this up.
Oh, let's do the math.
Yeah, I'm going to start doing math.
This is great video, making a checklist.
You're going to watch me do math?
Sure, why not?
You're going to do the math. I'll just write down how much the things cost.
Okay.
So we have one key light from Elgato.
I think that was like $150.
Okay.
Because you don't need to spend that much on a light. But we wanted to get things done rapidly. So we intentionally chose the time side of the time money trade-off. Because we started trying to build studios 2 weeks ago. We're here, we're recording, we got it done in 2 weeks, right. We paid money to make that happen.
Right.
Okay. And I think the ring light was like $180.
Well, I remember the key light, ring light, and camera from Elgato, hopefully they'll sponsor this episode, was $352.
Okay.
For all three of those things. And the nice thing about these lights, when you get into the prosumer level, is that they have Wi-Fi control. And so we were able to connect it to my computer, and that's how we were able to change whether the lights were cool, whether they were warm, how bright they were. Whereas my LED light that I have that I got off of Poshmark, in order for me to change those things, there's like a crazy amount of buttons that I have to press to be able to move from those different things.
So for all of our viewers, I'm just going to go ahead and swap the color temperatures of our lights.
And for all of our listeners.
Imagine that we're slightly bluer on one side and slightly redder on the other.
Wow.
And we can do that just from the menus, and we're doing that to slightly bring out the details of our face.
Okay.
So we're casting blue shadows on one side of our face, red shadows on the other. It's kind of organic colors. And I say it's blue and red, but it's like, 2% more blue, 2% more red. But like, we can see that. You can see the expression on my face as I make goggle-eyed views of just like, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm a middle-aged white guy. This is failing upward.
No. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So lights.
Back to lights.
Yeah.
And then I also have the light from the room itself, which is, those were some decorative, you can see the wire filaments sort of lights. They're not really contributing a lot, I gotta say. They're the romantic mood light that you say to stay away from.
Yeah, because you just, again, if you want high quality video, more light's the name of the game because you can make it darker by just shortening your exposure.
Yeah.
And again, you film students, you theater students will know better than me, dig into that. And then we get into the pro gear that I really don't understand because I'm not a video pro, but my understanding is it produces a lot more light and it spreads the light out because a concern when you're shining a lot of light in your eyes is eye strain.
Okay, yeah.
Because you mentioned the city council lights, right?
Yeah, I have had to sit in front of really bright lights for a local broadcasting network, and I can see the audience, but I definitely feel that my service is shortening my eye strength.
That's part of why you want a key light instead of a flashlight. A key light is this big panel. It's about the size of a sheet of paper for ours, but the professional ones get really big.
Oh yeah, so let's go to the pro lights.
That's
what we're talking about right now, right?
They're bigger, they're more powerful. And they have the kinds of options a pro would want, but none of the hand-holding.
Okay, so you're thinking about, like, the Price is Right, when they say, come on down, and then the lights all start flashing and it's those box light up in the stands.
That would be a category of pro lights.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just thinking about when you get behind the scenes on those big podcasts, sometimes the camera guy will turn and look over at another thing and you'll see the big umbrella light or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's like $1,000 light fixture.
Okay. So that's like photography lights.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, okay. That would work too. You could use high-end photography lights for professional podcasting. It's like budget documentarianism, budget documentaries.
All right, so
What are we documenting? We're documenting the concept of documenting. That's what we're doing right now.
Wow, document inception. Okay, so we have the lights, we have the video, we have audio, and what was the other thing we were talking about is the physical studio setup itself. So my room in my house, so costing whatever it costs for my house, and then the decor. It was free because I already had that set up for my office, which is various plants.
Shauna, this is free because this is AI generated.
Oh, that's right.
And you're going to grab one and show us the new features and we can pick it up in AI, right?
But there's a thing that you might want for a fantastical AI background.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh, that's not the right sound effect.
Wait.
Oh, this is great.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is perfect. You slid it in like it was nothing.
Woo!
Okay, so green screens are going to not break the bank on the tiers because the cheap...
I mean, would you say this is hobby level? Green screen?
This is prosumer.
This is prosumer?
Absolutely. Hobby level's a green sheet.
Oh, okay.
Hobby levels, you go to Walmart, you get a green sheet. Now, you spent hobby prices on this.
Yeah, I spent $19 on Poshmark.
Get over
it. I have to hang the green screen up.
You don't... Okay.
You keep talking.
All right. So what Shauna's doing right now is she's mounting the green screen, and this is part of how we saved money.
Yeah.
Right? We could have bought a brand new Elgato green screen that rolled up and folded into the ground, but that was like $150, $200 or something.
I didn't want to do that.
Yeah. And it is convenient in that it just rolls up and folds away, and I did do that.
I mean, I didn't go all the way down to hobby level of, getting a wooden frame and then throwing a green sheet over it. I did spend the $19 to get a collapsible green screen.
Yeah, now that probably would have been a little more if it were new, because you said you bought it used, right?
Yeah, it's new. It's totally used, yeah.
Yeah, but it's totally serviceable, and that's why I was screwing up things into the ceiling. I literally screwed holes upward into Shauna's ceiling to mount
hooks
some hooks.
$2.
Yeah, $2.50. We gotta budget this right.
Okay, so $5 total for hooks.
Yeah, so Shauna's green screen that we're behind right now cost a grand total of $25.
We're in front of right now.
We're in front of?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's how directions work.
Okay, just want to be clear.
All right. So Shauna's green screen that we're to the left of.
Uh-huh.
North of?
In front of.
In front of.
In front of. Yeah.
Okay. You got to keep teaching me these direction things.
It's okay. I'm here.
Wait, am I bad with money and down is up and my bank account's backwards?
Keep talking about the green screen.
Okay. But anyway, we have the green screen because we want to make it easier for our editors to be able to do things like superimpose us onto backgrounds for things you'll see in the future. Like if me and Shauna want to appear to be in the same place.
Hey. I mean, we might have a video editor do it. So where do we want the video editor to put us right now?
Could we be in the U.S. Mint?
Ooh, okay.
What does that look like?
Mint?
Could we be on the floor of the Mint where the money's made?
Denver Mint used to offer tours.
But even if we could be like in a bank or a stock exchange, anything vaguely financial, even though we're not talking about that kind of money, it's at least money. Could we be in a thrift store? That's the kind of money we're talking about.
There you go, because we're thinking about pennies.
Yeah, drop us off in a Goodwill or Plato's Closet or something.
Okay, that's great. You know, one thing that we didn't talk about with setting up a podcast is software. That's another cost of podcasting.
It totally is. Mm-hmm. And you chose sort of a prosumer level solution
that was
mostly web-based.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the hobby side is using whatever apps or things are easy and available.
So what's the free stuff for the hobby side? Well, you got OBX?
Well, hang on. The pros, the on the money, more money doesn't get you better software.
Oh, really?
Well, because money doesn't have tangible cost, right?
Money does not have
tangible
cost.
Software doesn't have a tangible cost.
Okay.
Right? It costs money to make it in that it is a service another person has to provide.
Okay.
But once the service is done, copying it's free.
Oh.
So economics break down with software. Like Firefox is a great web browser, but it costs you $0.
Mm-hmm.
Chrome is a great web browser, costs you $0. Edge is a bad web browser,
okay,
but costs you the amount of money it costs to buy Windows.
Okay.
So economics is wrong with software. But when you do get equipment, often software will come with it.
Okay.
So if you just go with the easy to get apps, like whatever might have come with your Samsung or phone or iPhone, okay. There'll often be things for cutting together little video clips that'll be easy, or just using like the built-in tools in Instagram.
Right, because I think GarageBand comes with iPhones now.
Yeah, I actually have heard people make nice things with GarageBand. People make podcasts with GarageBand.
So there you go. Software doesn't cost you anything to start a podcast.
Okay. Sometimes.
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 Okay.
Okay. As you move up through the tiers, there are different things, and you might be trained for things.
Right.
Like if you want to make nice backgrounds for your video podcast, you might know Photoshop.
Well, I was really surprised that OBX is free.
Yeah, OBS is entirely open source.
OBS. OBS.
Yeah, Open Broadcasting Studio, I think.
Okay. And you can record your podcast there.
Yeah.
And you have even video.
Yeah. And 99% of streamers use it.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. So if you watch somebody streaming, chances are they're using OBS.
Okay.
But the cost is weirdos like me go out and bug fix it.
Okay.
Right. Like I am an open source software developer. I have bug fixes in LibreOffice. I have bug fixes in this game library called SDL. It's used for making games.
Okay.
Into Doom 3 and Quake 4. But whatever. Right? Thousands of people like me have made weird software for everyone to use. And it doesn't cost money, but it costs us a little bit of time.
Okay.
So the economics are just super weird.
Okay.
But that means you need to get expertise. The real cost to OBS is it's not the easiest piece of software to use.
Oh, okay.
And likewise, if we wanted to look at a conventional money split, there's this piece of software called the GIMP. It's the GNU Image Manipulation Program. It costs no money, but it's great for editing photos. And the pay-for version...
Manipulation...
Yep. We'll get that for you. Okay. It's free and it's very powerful. It doesn't have all the features of Photoshop, but Photoshop doesn't have all the features of the GIMP. And Photoshop costs a lot of money. But also, if you want to take a college class, you can just go learn Photoshop. So if you value your time a ton and your time is worth thousands of dollars an hour, go to college, take a few classes, learn Photoshop, make your professional.
Well, and there's free classes on stuff from like Khan Academy. Do you think they teach on things like this?
Maybe. And there are tons of resources. You can totally learn about any of these things on YouTube.
Oh, There's people who make tutorials on YouTube.
Yeah. But then there's how do you find them?
Right.
So software's just going to be hard. A big piece of software for podcasting we haven't mentioned is Audacity. And it's professional level audio editing software. We recorded directly into it for that podcast. We had these three microphones and we recorded into it and I did the editing. The professional counterpart is a piece of software called Pro Tools. It offers multi-channel editing. Usually you buy a workstation, like a physical device that has different faders and mixers that let you manage the audio in real time. And you can be very fast at editing audio.
Mm-hmm.
So I was paying time. Okay. For every hour we made it, it took me 4 or 5 hours to edit.
Okay.
And if I had taken all the college classes and dropped the literally $10,000 to buy a copy of Pro Tools, I probably could have done it twice as fast.
And then the other part of software, too, is like you have the recording, you have to do the editing, and then you have the distribution platform, which can also be free. Spotify is free.
Yeah, but you give control to Spotify. And maybe that's fine. Maybe you don't care, right?
Yeah.
If you're just doing some fiction thing or you're just getting started, maybe you don't know podcasting's for you.
Right.
Put it up there. See what happens.
So this is the hobby level again.
Yeah. And there's a ton of them that are free like that. You can get a bunch of places.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's going to be prosumer pro divide because it's all digital. When you put it out there, it's out there.
Okay.
But we're paying for...
Yeah. So for Thought for Your Pennies podcast, we are paying for a video editing software that is totally online. And I did that because we have great staff members. We have great volunteers who are helping to put this podcast out there. And I didn't want to have to download, upload for them to be able to look and edit and give feedback. So I went with a web-based platform and Natalie is able to just go in and edit it. And Ricardo and Bree, who do marketing, can go in and see what we've said and
cut
the social clips. And it's all just one online place.
Lean into the mic.
Okay.
We will get the best audio if we lead it to the bike.
Okay. And then when I went to the platforming it, I decided to go ahead and purchase one that would just set up across all the platforms because when I was trying to do it with Spotify, it was maddening.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to like, because this is a group project. So I didn't want it tied to my personal Apple ID to get it on Apple Podcasts, but Apple would not let me create a new ID. So I
made an Apple ID. We got it sorted out. Right. It was a pain in the butt.
It was a big pain, but if I had just started with the professional one that got me on all the platforms, or not got me, but got Thought for Your Pennies on all the platforms, has all the analytics, that's about $250 a year.
Ooh, But this is, again, the time-money trade-off.
Yeah.
Right? You could make it all work if you just invest the effort.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's the right choice. And sometimes you need to be doing other things, so you need to pay money to leverage someone else's expertise.
Yeah.
And sometimes that means paying for software if that aligns with what you're doing.
Okay. Well, this has been a Thought for Your Pennies bonus episode of We Are Going to Start Video Podcasting Now. Ooh. Because we have one Colorado-based studio set up. And if you have ideas on how to save money in setting up your video podcast show, send it to us at thoughtforyourpenniespod@gmail.com, or you can call us and leave us a short message at 970-425-3060.
We still need to sound, we need to echo cancel your stuff. We're going to sound reverby.
Okay. Sounds great, Squeaky.
Bye.